ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Don't go out unless you have to. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. California's Governor Gavin Newsom ordering his state's 40 million residents to stay home.
People, I think, recognize the need to do more and to meet this moment.
Now, Californians can still go out for food and medicine. Those who have essential jobs can still travel for work. Now, all the coronavirus closings nationwide continue to hurt the economy, and the Senate keeps working on a plan to help. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, lawmakers on the Hill may work through the weekend to pass a sweeping stimulus package that could send checks to millions of Americans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Senate Republicans want to put cash in the hands of the American people.
Lawmakers are looking at $1,200 per adult and $500 per child, subject to income limits. Democratic Senator Chris Coons is hopeful President Trump will be on board.
We'll provide the financial support, the appropriations, and he'll provide the authority.
The proposed package also includes billions in emergency loans for the airline industry and tax breaks for businesses. Dave.
Now, Rachel, on Wall Street, stocks could try to rebound some more. Dow futures up more than 200 points, but four senators are under scrutiny for selling stocks after a January briefing on the virus before the big Wall Street plunge. Democrat Dianne Feinstein and Republicans Richard Burr, James Inhofe, and Kelly Loeffler.
A Burr spokesman tells Fox News the senator filed a financial disclosure form for personal transactions made several weeks before the U.S. and financial markets showed signs of volatility. While Loeffler, whose husband is the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange, calls for reports a, quote, baseless attack.
Fox's Sean Langell. Across the U.S., there are more than 14,000 corona cases, 205 deaths, and the numbers are also rising in the ranks of the U.S. military.
We've had, to date, 67 positive tests of service members. They've been quarantined and taken care of. I've spoke to several of them on the phone. They're all doing well.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper also told Fox this morning they've transferred over 500,000 test kits from Italy to the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Around the world, the number of coronavirus cases also keeps rising, up about 10% the last 24 hours to around 244,000. Almost 20,000 of those cases are in Iran, where there are another 149 deaths, more than 10,000 in all around the world. And while it hasn't gotten the worst of it in overall Iran, Italy leads the way. 3,400 deaths. That's the most for any country, including China. And there's something else going on there that we could be dealing with here soon.
With tens of millions of people across Europe under government orders to stay in their homes, telecoms operators are reporting surges in data traffic as more people work from home and also turn to streaming services for entertainment. Netflix and YouTube are now agreeing to a request from the European Union to ease the load on networks in Europe. Netflix saying it will reduce the amount of bandwidth it uses. YouTube says videos will stream in lower quality. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Now, the coronavirus is keeping someone else in Texas alive.
Tracy Beatty had been scheduled to be executed March 25th. He had been sentenced to death for the 2003 killing of his 62-year-old mother, Carolyn Click, but the ruling noted the court previously upheld Beatty's conviction and sentence. Monday, the court ordered a 60-day delay in the execution of John William Hummel, who had been scheduled to die Wednesday for the 2009 killing of his pregnant wife. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
The NFL has its first coronavirus case. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton says he has no symptoms and is quarantined at home as the league's preseason continues with free agency and trades. All other sports pretty much still on hold. And in the NBA, three more players have tested positive, a Boston Celtic and two members of the Los Angeles Lakers. The league is closing all practice facilities. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An emergency order issued in Urbana means you can now have alcohol delivered to you from certain establishments in the city. The order from Mayor Diane Marlin now allows for the delivery of alcohol in its original sealed packaging for off-site legal consumption. The order was set up in response to the governor's actions that would ban bars and restaurants from serving food and beverages on premises during the coronavirus epidemic. Three more major stores are closing. TJ Maxx and Home Goods in Champaign are closing for the next 2 weeks. The online stores also are closing there, but the CEO said they plan to pay their store distribution and office associates for 2 weeks during the closures. Kohl's also announced it'll close. That's as of last night, and that's through at least April 1st. Customers will still be able to buy items online and through the Kohl's app. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. Looks like cooler temperatures. Temperatures dropping all day. 59 is where we were an hour ago. Now it's 50. Headed down to 27 overnight. Sunny and 40 tomorrow. 41 on Sunday. Back to the high 40s and even 60s by late next week. 50 right down. Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5. Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies. And now Troy Lands at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing have given me money to support folks that are still serving food and having curbside and what have you. So we are doing that every single day. So yesterday, Chris had texted in that his wife, Kathy, works over at Carl here across the street from us in East Urbana off of Windsor, the Carl Clinic over here, and said, those second floor ladies, men and women working so hard, can we tip our cap to some healthcare workers? And we went to work, and I found Colleen Hatton over there at Dish Passionate Cuisine, and we put this together. Colleen, how are you?
I'm doing well, Stevie. How are you doing?
Well, fine. Okay, so you cater. You come up with boxed lunches. You serve fantastic food. And
thank you very much.
Well, yeah, it's just fact. I miss you here in the morning when you used to bring those amazing smelling dishes. It was ridiculous and so difficult to work through, but it was wonderful. Okay, so you are obviously losing a little catering business right now because of the situation that we hope and pray doesn't last too long, but you're still available to bring boxed lunches to people, correct?
We are doing a boxed lunch and actually a few hot meals. We've got a hot meal that we wrote a menu that were some of our more popular catering dishes that we're rotating through every week, yes.
Okay.
So we're doing curbside pickup and delivery from 11 to 7, Sunday through Saturday.
So what kind of volume, since you're a caterer, are you less volume these days just to serve everybody?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. Sales are definitely down, you know, because we're used to catering events for well over 50 people.
Yeah, right.
And those have all come to a halt for the time being. Optimistic that things are going to get better. So, you know, where our goal every day is to sell, we're aiming for about 60 to 70 meals, whether they're box lunches or hot meals, either way, 60 to 70 a day is our goal.
Okay.
So days have been better than others.
Well,
today is going to be a great day.
It's a thoughtful husband thinking of his wife. So over here on the second floor at Carl, in Urbana, you're going to bring them 30 box lunches. Yum, yum. How nice is that going to be? Wow.
Absolutely. And I actually talked to Kathy yesterday.
Okay.
And they're very, very excited.
Well, they need a lift, for crying out loud. Come on, man. Would you like to work around a bunch of sick people?
It is a stressful time for them. Absolutely. So we are happy to be able, we're so grateful that folks donated money to let us do what we do so that we can help support them.
Well, we're happy to be a conduit. We really appreciate Colleen Hatton. Tell people how they reach you again, how they can get food from you.
Right now, we actually have everything available for online ordering. If you go to dishpassionatecuisine.com and you click on the online ordering button, you can either go to the box lunch tab or the dinner tab, and that will allow you to order whatever you'd like. It'll ask you, you know, if you need it for curbside pickup, delivery, and all that information, or you're also welcome to email us with any questions about at info@dispassionatecuisine.com.
Okay, and again, if I wanted to order a few boxes, I could curbside that. They're 10 or 15 bucks each. I mean, it's going to be delicious, easy.
Actually, yeah, we're running a special right now on the box lunches.
What?
They're $9, including tax.
What?
Well, we're trying to make this affordable for the folks that do have to go to work.
Oh.
We want to make it so that they don't have to leave, or if they leave, they can just maybe pick up for their whole office. So our box lunches are actually, usually they're $10 plus tax, but right now they're $9, and that includes tax.
Wow. $9 all in for your food? Come on, man. This is a gift. Can they buy like a $100 gift card from you or something for later? Is that
possible? Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got gift certificates available.
Yeah, I would encourage that because that helps cash now and it can get it, enjoy it later.
It sure does.
I understand. Colleen, you hang in there. Keep up your good work.
Thank you, Stevie. Thanks for everything. You guys have a great day.
You too. Dispassionate Cuisine, Colleen Hatton, wonderful woman, and so good. It's so good. $9 all in for boxed lunch. You should get hold of Dispassionate. See if they'll deliver to your office. $9 all in, brought to you. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, 8:11. I also want to talk about Honda BMW. I went in there yesterday. It's antiseptic. I mean, what, you know what they're doing at Honda BMW right now? They're cleaning every hour. They're wiping everything down every hour. Because they want you to feel like it's, and they've got spacing. They've got extra places where you can kind of sit and over there. So they've done a wonderful job. They've also showed me what they're doing to clean up your vehicle. They've now got this ability to pretty much clean the inside. They have this mist and they're able to clean it. If you go in and you get like an oil change or something with your vehicle, I think they're even going to get you a Lyft if you want. L-Y-F-T, that's like an Uber. They'll do that for you if you prefer. Or I think they can still take you in their very clean vans. So they're taking extra precautions over at Honda BMW. But if you want to really get it cleaned up, they have a full-blown detailing team, which includes a very thorough disinfectant on your car. Well, people really should get your cars detailed about once a quarter. It's a great time to bring your car in, have them clean every single inch of it, especially if you have a minivan or a people mover that has lots of different people in a car, interacting a lot of different people. Over the last few months, you can get it disinfected. They've got this mist that just knocks everything out. Or just go in and get a full interior detail. You got this guy, Brian Dowd, who's unbelievable. You can get the whole thing bacteria disinfected, all that at Honda BMW. And again, I walked around the showroom, and it's just, they're wiping everything down every hour. So you rest assured, it's safe, it's good. What they're doing is making it comfortable for you, and they're still selling cars. That's just something I wanted to mention this morning from Honda BMW. Okay, 8:13. CMI, they've got a lot of disinfectants as well. They've got maybe what you need, but you need to call CMI at CMI on Bloomington Road, 359-6262, locally owned and operated, online at cmiclean.com. They most certainly have some disinfectant that will help if you have a need for that. I don't think they're doing any of that isopropyl alcohol, that's gone everywhere, and I think only first responders are getting that. But CMI certainly has something that can help you at this time. Call Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Call ahead. Just kind of see what your options are. 359-6262 or online cmiclean.com, your local janitorial supply company.
Please slow down and move over. I have a family to get home to.
Please slow down and move over. I have a family to get home to.
Slow down and move over for any vehicle with flashing lights. It's the law, and not just for emergency and maintenance vehicles. If you don't slow down and move over, you could be hit with a $10,000 fine, a 2-year suspension of your driving privileges, or even jail time. Learn more at givethemdistance.com. This message is brought to you by Tapman's Towing in Urbana.
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World celebrating 25 years in Champaign-Urbana. They're offering incredible savings throughout the store in the month of March. Family owned and been in business since 1977. It's not generally very crowded in Dick Van Dyke Appliance World store. So you have plenty of social distancing there, and you can say, yeah, I'm interested in that, but explain it to me 6.5 feet away. No worries. Family owned, they've been in business since 77. If you need something, you can go online, get things going at appliance-world.com and check out all that they carry. Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Not only low prices, but also the best selection of appliances in all of Central Illinois. They also specialize in appliance service, delivery, installation, and repair. And, of course, you can't beat their free 10-year protection plan. Woo! Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Again, in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. In Champaign, if you want to drive up, it's right-hand side of the road as you're driving toward the mall on Neal Street. And again, check them out on the internet at appliance-world.com and know that they can do what you need to do. If it's remodeling, if it's simply I need a new refrigerator, you can go basic, you can go fancy. They've got your choices, they've got your service, they've got the sales folks to help you. Again, south of I-74 on Neal or online, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
This is the OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, my name is Sam Feinberg. I'm a general surgeon at OSF in Urbana. We do a significant amount of breast surgery, and that entails women who have breast lumps which are benign and malignant. Typically, they don't know, all of a sudden they feel a lump. Now, not all lumps are malignant. Matter of fact, most lumps are benign. But typically, we have women that come with an abnormal mammogram. In other words, they have a specific x-ray made for the breast. Usually nowadays, they do 3D mammograms, which are much more exacting in order to determine calcifications, lumps, masses. In addition, they may have a palpable lump where they do self-breast exam in the shower and they feel a lump in the breast. Typically, if a woman examines herself, 90% of the time, they'll find a lump if there really is one, whereas physicians will about 10% of the time find lumps in people's breasts. OSF Healthcare, it's getting you the treatment you need without delay.
This Medical Minute has been brought to you by OSF Healthcare. To learn more, visit osfhealthcare.com.
Okay, the futures are up. That's very positive and exciting. Okay, so what we're doing with our restaurants is we, through the generosity of Jeff Facer at Area Y Technologies and Troy Landsland's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, we are trying to bridge and spend money with local restaurants that are hanging in there with curbside service, and then we're trying to reach out to folks like you, maybe, that really need a lift. And some of the different gift cards we've done already, Jet's Pizza. We did Pull Boys and Big Grove Tavern yesterday. We did Baldarota's, Porchetta Sicilian Sausage. We did that earlier in the week. Coming next week, we've got some wonderful Willow Pond Golf Club, the 19th hole. They've got some chicken wings. Oh, yeah. We're going to have Scotty's Brew House. We're going to have Rosati's Pizza, Watson's Shack and Rail, El Toro, Papadel's, Manzella's, Garcia's Pizza in a Pan. We got a lot coming. And all it's just about spending $250 with a local restaurant and then finding folks that are particularly in a little bit of need right now. And that's cool because there's a lot of people in a little bit of need right now. People that are being displaced, have lost some income, if not all their income. And so we're just a little bit stressed out right now, totally understandable. And so here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we're just trying to help. We're just trying to connect the dots. That's all we're doing. Getting information on the radio, Dr. Susan Mantel last hour, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar last hour. So we're just trying to be right there for you. Fox Business Minute, and the markets are up. Futures are ahead. Brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Coming back with pediatrician at Carl, Dr. Stephanie Schroeder, about coronavirus. Stand by. We will dispense of some information for you that will hopefully help you. Stand by. Weather forecast, temperatures dropping and windy all day, all the way down overnight to 27. High of 59 earlier this morning. That temperature continues to drop. Going to be sunny tomorrow, and sunshine is a good thing right now, especially right now. Sunshine and just 40 tomorrow. Sunday, chance of a snowflake, 36. Monday up to 48, maybe a peak of the sun. 63 by next Thursday, so there's that. We're down 14 degrees from about an hour and a half ago. We're at 46 right now in Champaign-Urbana at 820.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. There are up arrows around the world and in the U.S., despite some bad economic data from the coronavirus outbreak, with first-time U.S. jobless claims last week surging to 281,000. That's just a fraction of what we might see next week, according to an economist from Goldman Sachs, who says initial claims for the week ending March 21st may jump to a seasonally adjusted 2.25 million. His analysis is based on recent anecdotes from press reports as well as company announcements. Over 30 states have given preliminary data. He says even the most conservative assumption would be claims reaching over a million, which would top the record high of 1982. And Netflix and YouTube will reduce streaming quality in Europe for at least the next month to prevent the internet collapsing. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Well, taxes can be taxing. Rethink tax time with Busey. Their associates are standing by to help you in any way you need that. Tax day is quickly approaching. Deadline to file this year is Tuesday, April 17. Well, you can contribute to retirement accounts by April 17. Organize your records. While this may not save you cash, it will save you time and unnecessary stress. File electronically if you can. The typical taxpayer receives nearly $3,000. Make the most of your refund this year by paying down bad debt, such as credit cards and private student loans, building savings, retirement, and investment accounts, or establishing or restoring an emergency fund. Tax laws are complex and change frequently. The experts at Busey suggest you consult your tax advisor before making investment and tax decision. Now, you can go to Busey.com. They have a wonderful, wonderful site, Busey.com. You can stop by at some point to one of their many convenient locations and get started on your maximum refund if you haven't done it already. Again, Busey.com, Busey.com. They're there to help. For over 150 years, it's been Busey. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. Well, very happy to welcome to our show Carl pediatrician Stephanie Schroeder. Dr. Schroeder, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Isn't it wonderful, as I mentioned to you, to be needed? And we need you!
Thank you.
Boy, oh boy, how'd we get here? I mean, where are we and how do we get here, Stephanie?
That's a great question. So right now where we are is really in flux. And as much as we know is kind of what everybody else knows. And right now, we're just kind of following all of the CDC guidelines and trying to keep everybody home and away from large gatherings as best we can.
Yeah. As far as home, is there preparation for your house? As we got the kids home, we're not having sleepovers, not doing anything like that right now. But as far as preparing households, what do we do?
That's a great question. So with all of the kids staying home and being home for, you know, an extended period of time, the best thing you can do is kind of try to create structure for them and try to come up with maybe a day-to-day routine or schedule that you can work with them on. The other thing is making sure, you know, we're staying home and staying away from others who could be more vulnerable to this coronavirus. Making sure that we're kind of keeping an eye out for our neighbors and being, you know, friendly neighbors. And if we know that there are folks who really should be staying home because they're higher risk, maybe offering to go out and get groceries for them. But definitely talking to your kids and to other family members and just kind of letting them know what's going on and just try to reassure them that everything that we are doing is to try to help keep everyone as healthy as possible.
Carl, pediatrician Stephanie Schroeder. Dr. Schroeder, how do we talk to the kids? I mean, if they're four, it's different if they're nine. I mean, so what do we say to them about coronavirus?
Just trying to reassure them that we're doing what we can to keep people healthy, encourage good hand washing and covering your cough and staying away from people who may be sick, and just kind of letting them know that there is something a little bit more serious going on, but that we're doing everything that we can to keep them safe.
Anybody still playing board games? Because I love board games, man.
That's a great idea.
We'll learn how to play Scrabble. That'll teach you words and things like that. Bananagram's a great one as well. When should we come see you? If right now you can do, can you do things on TV back and forth or the computer?
That is a great question. So we are trying to limit the number of folks that we see in the office just so that we can try to keep everybody home. However, we are still seeing patients in the office. What we recommend is that you give our office a call, and then one of our nurses will talk to you and see if it is something that really needs to come in and be seen. And if that is the case, then we will get you scheduled. If it's something that we feel like, you know, can maybe wait another couple of days at home with some good supportive care, then we'll recommend that as well. But we are still seeing patients in the office, but we're just trying to, if you can stay home, stay home.
Yeah, and obviously, Dr. Schroeder, you want to stay healthy yourself. I mean, we have to keep you healthy.
Yes, and we are doing our best to stay healthy. Lots of good hand washing for us, wearing a mask for if it's an appropriate situation. I always wear a mask when I'm about to get into a little kid's face just because you never know when they're going to cough or sneeze.
Yeah.
And that's the best way I can protect myself right now. But as far as keeping us healthy, too, you know, staying home if you feel like you can stay home and stay out of the office.
You have a sense maybe when this gets normal, or I forgot normal. It's only been nine real days. But what's your gut feeling telling you?
As far as how long this is going to take?
Yeah, how long? When are we almost there yet? And the kids still, you know?
I think it's going to be a little while yet. We are still kind of taking things day by day as things are rapidly evolving and changing. We are kind of looking at our schedules as far as, like, you know, in a week at a time to kind of see where we're at. But things are just in so much flux right now that I think it's still going to be a little while before we can get back to normal. I know it's going to be at least a few weeks before we do get back to normal, just because I know that schools are closed for a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, here's hoping and praying that we do get some normalcy. You guys stay healthy. Keep up your great work at Carl. So the recommendation is to call ahead at Carl and get a little advice from a nurse and move from there.
Exactly. And all of our nurses are fantastic and can provide great information to you. And then if we do feel like you need to be seen in the office, we can certainly work on getting that set up.
Yeah, I want to compliment you. You sound great on the radio.
Thank you.
But you also sound like some sort of a person that got their degree when they were 22. So you might be one of those wunderkind things where you got out early because you're so smart, but you sound wonderful and youthful and energetic. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it. Carl, pediatrician Stephanie Schroeder. Dr. Schroeder, a little on coronavirus and what to say to the kids, reassuring them it's going to be okay. Hey, let's play Parcheesi. And or let's... Bananagram's a great game. Doesn't take very long either. Some of that, eye contact, FaceTime. I mean, this is what this is, and we might as well figure it out. And if you pray that things get kind of back here sooner than later. It's a really surreal time. It really, really is. This is unlike anything I think any of us have ever experienced. We just have to band together, help others. Think of somebody else. If you know somebody's a little older, ask if they need groceries. That'd be simple for you. You could just package it up, leave it on the door. doorstep if you'd like to do it that way. Anyway, there's ways to do good, and I encourage you to do so, and I know you do. We appreciate you. ESPN 93.5.
Strength or endurance? This is a question we get all the time in the physical therapy world. Which is more important? Well, it's not that one is more important than the other. It's that the combination of the two are important. You have to be strong enough to do your daily activities, but you also have to have enough endurance to do them for the whole day. If you're having trouble with activities, come into Mettler Center and let one of our physical therapists help create a program that helps you with both.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart. Ah!
It's cold!
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. TwoMenChampaign.com. That's a smart move.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The coronavirus spread has California Governor Gavin Newsom issuing a stay-at-home order for everyone in the state except for necessities like food, shopping, and medical needs or for work deemed essential. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox.
As of right now, we have no immediate plans to restrict domestic travel, although the president, the vice president, very clear on this, encouraging individuals to stay home.
Some senators, meantime, are facing questions about insider trading.
Republican Senators Richard Burr, Kelly Loeffler, and James Inhofe and Democrat Dianne Feinstein sold off stocks worth millions of dollars after classified briefings on the virus and before Wall Street took a massive hit. In a tweet, Loeffler called the accusations baseless, saying she does not make decisions about her own portfolio and learned of the transactions 3 weeks after they were made.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign is now offering curbside service for lunch and dinner. Give them a call at 239-3505 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Offering the most popular dishes and to-go bottles of wine and spirits. Plus, all gift cards are currently 15% off. Big Grove Tavern misses their guests but wants to stay connected to the community. Thank you to everyone for all your support. Big Grove, big flavor.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
Oh, gee. Should have called ABC.
If your heating system is still not ready for winter, call ABC Heating and Air. Their goal is for you to always be comfortable. With regular maintenance from ABC, you can prevent small issues from becoming bigger problems. Your equipment will last longer while allowing you to feel more comfortable indoors. Protect your investment with a heating system tune-up from ABC Heating and Air. Go to abcheatingandac.com or call 352-5400.
Okay, so we had an incredibly mild day yesterday, and it's coming back to earth a little bit on us. It was 59 when we started the show. It's 45 now, and we'll drop all the way to 27 overnight. And just kind of cloudy today. 40 with sunshine tomorrow. Will be nice to see the sun. There's a chance of a snowflake on Sunday. High of 36. Back to the 40s on Monday. Currently 45 degrees. ESPN 93.5. My name is Stevie J.
Nathaniel.
My son Nathaniel.
Morning.
Nathaniel and his fiancee Allison have left the building, ladies and gentlemen. So you're out of Chicago. You left. There's been all kinds of rumors about shelter in place. Apparently, Ohio, there's a rumor in Ohio that's about to happen. It's happened in California. Might happen in Illinois, but you're not going to be in Chicago, so you chose to leave?
Correct. Yeah, we... So our initial plans were to get married on April 26th in Chicago, in the city. We got official word yesterday that our venue and our hotels canceled.
I didn't hear this. Yeah. This is news to me, Nathaniel. Palmer House, too?
Yeah, Palmer House and the Courtyard Marriott sent us Palmer House and then the hotel we were going to stay at that night, the Athletic Association sent us a notice that they were canceling. So, anyways, we're scrambling to send out, correspondence to update our guests. And we're also trying to figure out a way, if there's a way that we can still get married. And I think as long as domestic travel is still on the board, then we still have an option to do that. So we left Chicago because we have, we can either stay with you guys here in Champaign or with Allison's parents in North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, talk about changing landscapes every day. I mean, it's just every hour there seems to be a news alert.
It's impossible to plan anything.
Yeah, it really is. And it was yesterday you were proposing at Christmas time and then the planning of the wedding and then 8 or 9 days ago, kind of the dominoes fell. There was hope this morning with some of the treatment for coronavirus. So there is that. And so, but Chicago is got to do what they do. I'm looking at a picture of Times Square right now, New York City, and it's empty. So that's kind of what Chicago is. So Palmer House. So are all the hotels, do you think, going to be in the same status in Chicago?
I don't know. Now that I'm thinking I think we only heard from our venue and then the Athletic Association. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking of it, I don't know if Palmer House officially canceled, but the hotel that we, Allison and I, were going to stay at that night in the city canceled our reservation thing. All of our restaurants and bars will be closed, which the mayor of Chicago yesterday on our press conference announced that CPS, Chicago Public Schools, will be closed through April, I think, 20th. So she extended that last night. Oak Park, a suburb very close to the city of Chicago, just on the west side, issued shelter in place effective, I guess, last night, this morning.
Okay.
So in my mind and our minds, through discussions, it was just a matter of time really before Chicago. And, we'll see if it's going to become a statewide thing.
You're able to work from home with your company, Opus. You're a civil engineer, master's degree, University of Illinois, and you're able to still do online work and everything you need?
Yeah, fortunately, the way that our company is set up is we've got pretty good infrastructure to where we can all be remote, which, I think is just a kind of the trend right now, or a trend, certainly in workplaces of, a remote workforce. There are a number of clients we work for who have gone entirely remote. One in particular who their entire staff works remotely except for meetings. So it's, but yes, we do have those capabilities and this is a time where we're glad to have that in place.
Well, hang in there, buddy boy. We love you.
Thanks,
and it's just unbelievable curveball for all of you getting married. And wow, what changes in this planning takes a long time, a lot of work. And some weddings are booked a year or two ahead. And you can't just say, well, let's just do it in June because they'll be booked if it were for back. So,
we have friends who are in the same boat. We have a couple friends who are getting married. I think their date was April 4th. So in about 2 weeks in South Carolina. And, they're so close that they were giving final numbers to caterers. And now they're trying to sort through all that. So we have a number of friends who are in a similar situation and we're in close correspondence with them. And we've been extremely fortunate to have a lot of friends who have been just texting and praying for us and just sitting with us in this, tough time of making a plan that we were so excited about and now having it be something drastically different.
Yeah.
But Allison and I do fully intend to have a full wedding celebration
hope it's back to normal.
Yep.
We'll just see when that happens.
Okay, buddy boy. We love you.
Thanks
Talk soon.
Calling.
You bet. Talk soon.
All right.
Thank
Bye.
You. That's my son, Nathaniel, who drove from Chicago last night with Allison. But yeah, imagine planning a wedding right now. Oh, man. This is such a big deal. Nothing you can do. It's just part of the deal. It's just, yeah. Hang in there. It's what you do. It's all you can do. Okay, 20 till. If you missed our interview with Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, I'd like you to hear that. But we want to salute this guy. Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, and let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community.
Have you considered becoming a mentor? Right now is the perfect time through Big Brothers Big Sisters. The time commitment is small, but the impact is big. Children on our wait list enjoy playing sports, going out to eat, going to the movies, or just taking a walk in the park. If you've considered becoming a mentor through Big Brothers Big Sisters, please call our office at 355-2227 or check us out on Facebook at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Visit bbbscil.org.
All right, you can always reach out, text in, 359-2255. Okay, a couple of texts in. Working from home, just realized I hadn't heard you on my morning commutes. I think a whole lot of people listen on their morning commute. And right now, let me look out and put a microphone on Windsor in Urbana. Actually, that's not exactly right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 vehicles. And that one's going too fast. Hey. Okay, said, listening online this morning, it's bringing me some normalcy. Thanks for being there for everyone. Well, it's my honor to do what I can as a conduit, give you information, just do stuff. Dirk writes, any food gift cards for a fellow worker can just tell he has a family, doesn't make a ton salary-wise. He's just been laid off Monday, too. Ech. That is so common. So Monday, today we treated the second floor healthcare workers at Carl with Colleen Hatton at Dish Passionate Cuisine. They're caterers. You can imagine their business is a little bit down right now. But they're doing box lunches, and they're $9 all in for a box lunch. That's taxes, everything, $9. Dish Passionate Cuisine, and just, you know, go online and say, hey, we want a box or 5 boxes, $9 all in. And so Monday and every day next week and every day for the foreseeable future, at least till April, we have bought $250 in cards from different restaurants. And we will resume this Monday, taking your text. We're looking for people like Dirk's friend who could use the lift. And we'll do $50, which hopefully will take care of dinner for the family. But some wonderful opportunities coming up from wonderful restaurants that we want to see thrive and hang in there right now, like Papa Del's, Garcia's Pizza in a Pan, Rosati's, Willow Pond Golf Club up in Rantoul. We got one of those next week. We got $5 $50 gift cards. You can go get 60 wings. For $50, that'd be nice. Wings. And by the way, Christian told me Sunday, I think they might have dodgeball on ESPN. Or ESPN Ocho. Or whatever they have, whatever they've got. I'm kind of looking around right now. But they've got all kinds of these wacky activities that you know these guys are going to be ridiculous at. But I think the movie Dodgeball, I think that's kind of a real tournament. So here's hoping that's something to watch. Also next week, we'll have gift cards from Manzella's to talk to Mary and Hickory River Smokehouse. So some really, really cool things that we're going to try and put together a little money for local restaurants and match them with folks that just need a little boost. That's what we're trying to do. So we're back Monday with all of that. Okay, early this morning, I got the chance to talk. He's got a beard. He's by the president all the time right now. His name is Alex Azar. He's from Indianapolis, Indiana. Wife and two kids. Good guy. He's been on before. The Secretary for Health and Human Services, Alex Azar. And I asked him earlier, is there hope?
There is hope. Of course there is. Of course there is. President Trump is leading a whole of government and whole of economy approach here. He's put the public health of the American people at the top, foremost above everything. And that's why we've taken aggressive measures to contain this at our borders and delay the spread into the U.S. And now we're taking aggressive measures to mitigate its spread and its impact in the U.S. I encourage your listeners to go to coronavirus.gov, and that's where we have our 15 days to slow the spread. Empowering each of us with the tools at home, at work, school, in our communities, how we can slow the spread of this. Because what we want to do is flatten the curve. To delay it and flatten that curve so that the impact in any community is minimized as much as possible to fit within our healthcare resources so we can take care of folks.
Okay, in 2009, and I know these may or may not be spot on, but when we were dealing with swine flu, I think 60 million cases, 12 to 15,000 deaths. Given what we're doing, is there any way this pandemic will compare anyway to these numbers?
Well, it's very hard to compare flu to this because, first, with flu, we don't in any way take these types of mitigating steps and containment steps, the whole of economy approach with annual or even the swine flu back in 09, as you talked about. But also, it's a very different disease. We don't have a vaccine yet. We don't have treatments yet for it. And it spreads quite rapidly. Quite easily, it appears. And for most of us, though, it will probably be a mild or moderate cold or flu. But the challenge is for certain groups of people, it can be quite severe, critical, or even fatal. And that's why we've got to take this very, very seriously, how easily it spreads, but then the impact, especially on certain communities, is why we're taking this quite seriously.
How reliable is the test?
The test is completely reliable. It's a validated, and there are multiple tests. We have unleashed the private sector and our labs. So basically any of these qualified labs can invent their own tests. There's not just one. These are validated tests. They're accurate tests. And we now have tens of thousands of people getting results every single day, and that is only increasing by the day.
And thus the more positives because we are testing more, correct?
That's right. And so I want to make sure the American people understand over the next several days to week, you are going to see a large spike in the number of positive cases as more people who are symptomatic and appear to have novel coronavirus are tested and we get those results and those are reported into us. That is expected. It is not a sign necessarily of increasing prevalence, but rather of just better reporting of what we have.
Secretary Alex Azar is joining us, ESPN 93.5, about everything going on. As this spreads, can it weaken or strengthen, or do we know?
We don't know, but we haven't seen a lot of movement or shift in this virus compared to, say, the flu. Flu is a very malleable, changeable. That's why we have to get a different flu shot every single year. What I've been told is this virus at the moment seems to be a fairly stable one. That's why Dr. Birx said she actually believes that the vaccine work we're doing here is in some ways a more predictable vaccine in terms of potential efficacy than the flu vaccine because it's a more stable target.
California, I guess, ordered everybody to stay home. They project up to 25 million cases of this. How do they come to a number like that?
Well, I don't know how they're getting to those numbers, and the whole goal, that's quite a significant level of infection, and as you take perhaps a risk if one took no mitigation or containment steps, if you sat back and just let it run its course. But Governor Newsom, as well as President Trump, are taking aggressive measures to keep it from spreading, and that's why we're going to work to minimize the number of people that get this and minimize the health impacts on those who do.
And you see the TV and you see spring break and you see everybody at the beach, you're going, why aren't they hearing me? I mean,
well, it's infuriating to see that kind of behavior. You know why? It's selfish. It's selfish because even if you think you're invincible, and you're not, young people can get this and young people can have serious consequences from it. But also you can bring it home to your parents. You can bring it home to your grandparents. You're traveling, get on airplanes, spread to other people. So it's not responsible behavior. That's why the president put out his 15 days to slow the spread. He's calling on all of us. We've got to look out for each other and take these steps. And yes, it's hard. It's hard. There's anxiety. But we're going to get through this. But we're going to get through it if we all work together and use common sense.
Yeah, I know the president said we'll tell you about day 14, about day 16. I mean, I think most people think it's not going to be 15 days.
Well, he's going to assess it with his health advisors as we move through this, and we'll see what steps are appropriate and where they're appropriate. You know, right now, this is a more of a nationwide call to action as we try to bring the whole spread down. You know, right now, 50% of our cases in the United States are in three states and 10 counties.
Mm.
You know, so while we're seeing significant impacts, we're seeing quite localized impacts today.
Yeah. Okay. And one of the questions I've said for 8 or 10 days is that, I understand this is when the NCAA basketball tournament was canceled. Okay. Something bad is going on. I trust what you're doing because you're seeing what I can't see and know. But I mean, at what point when you tell me it's safe, how do you know?
First, we're being completely transparent. So if you go to coronavirus.gov, you're basically looking at the data that I'm looking at. We post our data there from CDC and the White House, and so you know what I know.
Hmm. Well, but when do you know it's safe, and how do I know you know? I mean, how do you determine something like that? You just talk to Dr. Fauci, or what happened?
Well, I certainly talked to Dr. Fauci and Dr. Redfield and Dr. Birx. Those are going to be the people who tell me when it's safe. It ain't going to be me. It's going to be it's going to be these leading public health geniuses who will tell us. But listen, there's some things that you look at. You look at the rate of spread. You look at what we call the R-naught, which is for each person infected, do they infect less than one person or more than one person? If you get it to less than one, you're on the decline, and that's what you look for. And you start. I think we've seen that in China, and we've seen that now in South Korea, and those are some of the things you look for.
Okay, we're trying our best to be a conduit. We've got some wonderful sponsors that are giving me thousands of dollars. I'm spending $250 a day for a restaurant, still doing curbside, trying to reach out to listeners who need it, especially now. So we're trying to help restaurants, we're trying to help listeners, and we're trying to just bring people together because we need that right now.
Well, thank you for that. And, you know, that's why we have had a historic deregulation of the practice of medicine in order to keep people safe from having to go into hospitals and having to go into doctors just if they're not feeling well. We've unleashed telehealth so that you can now call your doctor's office, call the hospital, get a consult there, get a visit basically over Skype or mm-hmm. FaceTime, and the doctor or the hospital can actually get paid for that now. That's the type of deregulation that President Trump's bringing to the table as part of this response.
Okay, lastly, when I'm not feeling well, I go through the doctor. Not everybody should be tested, correct?
That's right. I talk to the health ministers around the world, and I'm not aware of a country that tests anybody who just thinks they're curious about it. Their symptoms, and there are certain classifications of people that are prioritized. So, for instance, healthcare workers, we got to keep them safe because they're in harm's way, so they need to be prioritized for testing.
That's Alex Azar earlier this morning. I thought he did a terrific job answering our questions. Okay, we'll hang in there. Be listening for more information. There's another coronavirus update coming up this morning, 10:45 Central Time. We'll see what else we'll learn. And otherwise, hang in there. Keep your distance, I guess, for now. And we'll be back on Monday, and we'll give you more gift cards. I'm Stevie J. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Hi, this is Mary Jurison, the office manager at CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services. When I started here 8 years ago, I was excited to work with such passionate owners. Little did I know how much that would inspire my passion into remodeling and building. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, I know how much we care about your home. My team of ladies and our amazing crews are here for any of your home needs. Check out our website at CUUnderConstruction.com and theCUServices.com. The next time you have a home project or any type of service need, call us and see how we are building better together.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
It's time to play another round of Name That Company. Today's lucky contestant is Hans from Illinois. How are you, Hans?
Doing well.
Are you ready for round one?
Yeah.
Okay, this company is an award-winning car dealership located right here in Central Illinois.
Is it Hot Wheels?
Oh, so close. Their friendly and helpful staff is committed to helping you find the vehicle of your dreams.
Is it Matchbox?
They're located on the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Oh, I know. It's Honda BMW Champaign.
That's right. Just like Honda BMW, you're a winner.
Romans 15:13 states, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Hope is not a what or a when or a why. Hope is in the Lord. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist. The florist you pick.
The Illini
DIY shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good on March 29th. Final inventory liquidation is now in effect, nothing being held back. All items in store have been marked down 50 to 80% off. Short sleeve Illini t-shirts, 4 for $22. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop now for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini Shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campustown.
Welcome back to How Well Do You Know Your Meat? Now back to the trivia. The freshest meat comes from your local grocery store. True or false?
True.
No, contestant number two.
It's false. The freshest meat in town comes from the U of I Meat Sales Room off of Florida Avenue in Urbana.
Yes, that's correct. You're a winner.
For the freshest cuts of meat in town, visit the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 until 1. Just off Florida on South Maryland in Urbana.
You're listening to WSJK.